Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
The Couples Cruise is at what they call an NC-17 voyage, leaving from Los Angeles October the 3rd.
It's you and your lady?
Returning 5 days later.
All right. What happens on the cruise?
Well, people rekindle their passions on this cruise.
Right.
By swapping?
Apparently, there may not be much of that going on, but you certainly can if you want to.
And then Rob Little shows up naked and wants to bang somebody.
Oh, I'm sure people want to bang him, too.
Because he's naughty. Because he's naughty.
And funny.
And he's funny.
Yeah, he's your entertainment.
My wife thinks you're funny. Have sex with her. Jesus.
Apparently on this couple's cruise.
Say something funny while you're banging her and yeah. I watch.
Do your routine.
Passengers are open-minded liberals and conservatives alike with an average age of 46.
All right, so it's an older crowd.
They say
not older, yeah.
The company president told Men's Health that couples come off this cruise feeling more in love and more connected than they were before they boarded.
Explain what they do.
Yeah.
Is there
There's the Tantra Center where they bring in amazing teachers and instructors to help couples learn and bond with each other. There's the Mardi Gras theme party. Where you can put on your mask and no clothes.
Oh, that's an Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
Eyes Wide Shut.
There's the clothing optional pool decks.
Explain to me the...
Please keep your clothes on.
The unicorns on board that are open-minded conservatives.
Yeah, they're not.
Don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they just made that up.
They did.
Just to sound...
To sound inclusive.
To sound balanced.
Right.
They've got these, I guess, bedrooms that where the windows are open to everyone else if you want them to be, and you can go knock some out in there. There's naked speed dating, so apparently you're not going necessarily as a couple.
Yeah,
you certainly can.
Rekindling your passion. I think if I was naked with somebody else, it wouldn't rekindle anybody's passion except my wife wanting to kill me.
Well, it might rekindle your passion, but not necessarily for her.
No, you're right.
Now, some of these people on this cruise may say they're conservative, but
they're not.
By going on this cruise,
they're not.
You're not really acting like it.
Right.
If you're too conservative, you're probably not swapping. You're probably a little more conservative.
The gentleman that runs these party says that these cruises are not sex cruises. You'd be a fool to think so.
Naked speed dating sounds like sex to me.
It really does.
Yeah.
They could turn into one.
Right.
Yeah, these are sexy cruises. And, so you
and
just
featuring on the comedy deck, Rob Little. Yes. Rob's going to be there. You know he is. Because he's naked and he'll bang your wife if you want him to. Because he's naughty.
And accommodating.
By the way, speaking of comedians, see the T-shirt some dude showed up with? I tweeted it out. Craig loved this. Some dude showed to see Greg Warren at the Looney Bin in Wichita, and the shirt said, "Dick Harp stands behind his boys." Got me the shirt.
Oh,
I'll show it to you. It's
that's great.
Yeah. The legend of Dick Harp is shooting.
The legend of Dick Harp.
Right.
Guy made a T-shirt that says Dick Harp stands behind his boys and went and saw Greg Warren at the Looney Bin.
Right.
Excellent.
Dick Harp has now become a regional icon.
Well, wasn't Dick Harp a regional icon anyway?
Well, in that level.
Yeah.
Nobody, I didn't know who he was.
Nor I.
If you're old,
at the time, like in the 50s.
Yeah, in the 50s. Dick Harp stands behind his boys. Yeah, Greg Warren retweeted that. There it is. Check it out, man. Dude's got an eagle beanie on, too. That's weird. Isn't that Eagles? Yeah, it is. Yeah, Philadelphia Eagle beanie. At the Looney Bin. Thank you. Thanks for listening, by the way, whoever you are. I'm sure you are.
You put that on our Twitter feed.
I tweeted it out, yeah.
For all to see?
Uh-huh. I did retweet it.
A lot of things were going on over the weekend. Perhaps the biggest thing, the thing that may have made the biggest impact on you is the news that another British royal baby is on the way.
Yeah, I'm real happy about that. It says it solidifies the brand. I read a headline. The third baby solidifies the royal brand.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. I thought maybe the first one did because he's the king. This third one's just Scott.
Right.
Scott the Prince.
Yeah. But, yes.
Who's going to grow up.
Scott of Wales.
Scott of Wales.
He's in line, though.
He is in line.
He is in line.
I didn't understand solidified. And the word solidified solidifies the brand. I didn't get that headline. I'm thinking maybe the second one solidifies the brand then.
It's already pretty solidified,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
So solidified
Scott of Wales.
Didn't the Queen get a raise over the summer?
Yeah, she deserves it, man.
Yeah.
She gets off the couch once in a while.
To $28 million a year or some ridiculous kind of stipend she gets.
Right. She probably deserves more.
Well, it takes a lot to maintain all her castles.
Yeah.
When she goes to the...
A lot of cleaning.
The castle in
Scotland.
A
lot of cleaning.
A 78% raise. Wow. That's better than 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was more than...
Are you projecting, Puss?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Puss isn't it?
Next time you have a sit down with the boss, say, the queen got 78, she had a new dick.
Wow. She.
Hey, he's speaking for all working guys.
Yeah, he is.
Last year, she made $54.6 million, and this year, she will make $97 million.
I don't get that. I don't get – well, I mean, I understand that the people always bring up it's a tourist event, but all her housing's paid for, so why does she need that kind of cash?
She doesn't.
I know.
But they are so enamored.
They're so rich, too.
With royalty over there.
Man, well, it seems
freaky,
like
– man.
I don't understand.
And we are, too. Not you and me, but – the media around here still will gush over this crap.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It seems like maybe from reading this article, the upkeep of Buckingham Palace comes out of that money.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, so she's responsible for that.
Yeah, she sits down behind her desk with a big checkbook and writes it out to Harry's Plumbing.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a personal salary for her.
They are some of the richest non. Yeah.
It's an expense account.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
She gets a little royal credit card for all the upkeep of all the palaces.
Keep the receipts.
So she's having another baby. Good for her. Congratulations.
Well, not the queen.
No.
Oh,
that's a petrified kid there.
Man.
Oh, jeez.
But can you imagine the celebration
that would be going on? That kid would just be dust.
If the queen were pregnant.
Wow. Prince Philip say, hey, don't look at me. I haven't touched that since 68.
All right. Hang on. We've got Sherry here.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, it wasn't Lester. It was whoever took his place because of, Harvey and all that fun stuff. But the news called it an heir, a spare, and a playmate.
Oh, an heir, a spare, and a playmate? I like that. I like the spare.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? That's sad.
That is
actually. But we laughed. We thought it was funny.
That is kind of funny. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. What was the first line she talked about? What was she correcting us on?
Oh, I asked her off the air who said it, and she said it was Lester Holt.
Oh, Lester Holt.
But it was whoever was filling in for Lester.
Oh, heir, spare, and a playmate?
Yeah.
I love that. That makes more sense.
Russia is set to blast frozen dead people into space after they are cryogenically preserved. This is where they're going to keep them.
How are you supposed to
bring them back? Well, just gather them up, bring them back. The Mirror reports that this Russian firm, CryoRus, has 54 people, 21 animals from all across the world within their labs. Another 200 are signed up for the service. They want to preserve dead bodies immediately after someone passes and then launch them into the atmosphere and attempt to bring them back when they can figure it out.
Because they think they're safer up there floating around?
I don't know about safer.
All right.
That's different than putting Khan and his buddies in a spaceship, right?
Because that's a movie.
They were already alive.
Correct.
I think they were already alive and shot into the future. And you know, you don't want to deal with that sort of trouble.
No.
Right. They say that these frozen bodies will not just be hanging around in orbit, but kept in secure pods, even though there are very, very few details. But they're going to charge about $38,000 for whole body preservation.
See, now I'm thinking, Ted Williams' head, is it still floating down there in Phoenix?
Somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, $13,000 just for the brain.
Because they can fix it, and they can't find your ass in space.
Oh, they'll be able to find your ass in space. Yeah. I imagine you're just going to be orbiting. They just sit there and wait for you to pass by.
And put a big fishing net up there?
Yeah.
Snag it in the way around?
Okay. Yeah, however they decide to do it at the time.
All right.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Hopefully smarter people than us are doing that.
Retrieving stuff from a satellite.
Low bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like resupplying the space station. They got it.
Go get Jim.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the weird Russian name?
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a Jim up there somewhere.
Well, they take our guys up.
Oh, that's right.
So it'll cost about $38,000 for a whole body preservation, about $13,000 for the brain, about $11,000 for your pet. Well, $11,000 for a little cat, $26,000 for a big dog.
It's only two extra grand for your brain as opposed to your cat.
Yeah, your brain's pretty small.
So they're going by size?
I think in many cases, yes, because a little cat is $11,000 and a big dog is $26,000.
Okay, so you're renting by the square foot.
I guess.
I'll shoot my big dog towards Uranus later on, Craig.
Thanks for that.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
That actually ended better than I thought it would when you said, I'll shoot my dog.
Well, I was afraid.
I was
waiting for Uranus joke, and I had to find the right spot and shooting your big dog.
Can sniff that out.
People who walk like they are in no hurry.
That'd be you, Craig.
Are speeding up their demise.
Oh, man.
Well,
I always admire you for being able to just strut the way you do. Because I walk fast. I cannot take.
He kicked cancer's ass. He's playing with house money.
That's true.
I run.
But he walked slow since I met him, even when he was younger.
See, I do in the area. Many times when I'm out and about.
You actually move?
It's not slow. Slow down.
Okay, because I walk fast, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, sauntering about the halls, I really have no place I need to get to that quickly.
I understand that, but you are slow, man, in the hallway. And people pass you like you're standing still.
Yes. Absolutely.
I've never
don't want to run into the wall.
You don't want to take that turn too quick at the end of the hallway? Ram into the wall?
No, we never see him racing down the hallway with breaking news, and I like that.
Well, there's no breaking news.
Because no news is that important.
Well, I never even see him run to the bathroom. We've all done that. Oh, my God, I got to poop, you know? You slowly walk to poop.
He just struts.
Well, you never know what's going to happen.
No. Oh, that's true. That's a fine line. You can't race too quick
line.
Or it squirts out.
New British study finds that healthy adults who walk slowly are twice as likely to die from heart disease as people who walk at a faster pace. They studied more than 400,000 people over a 6-year period.
Now, I know they probably looked into this because we always try to poo-poo studies for some reason since we didn't do them. Isn't that a cause and effect? And people
walk
slow,
say that people who walk more slowly
are just lazy anyway.
People who walk more slowly could have a low physical fitness level.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And a higher risk of dying from heart trouble anyway.
Yeah, they walk slower because they're out of shape, right?
Yeah.
Because if they have to step it up, they're going to start wheezing. And then they're going to go down.
Right.
What if you run? Because I run in the stores. I just run in. And I run
you
out.
You get shot doing that.
I just run.
Then you look suspicious.
Yeah.
Especially because he's black.
Right. Yeah. More, mostly because.
Well, mostly because he's black, right?
Something like I just jump out of the car and just start running.
Don't do that.
Just run.
Be careful before you comment too quickly on this next story.
Yeah, we've always done that.
Thanks for the heads up.
That is a warning, I can tell.
In North Carolina, a 13-year-old girl can now get birth control online without going to the doctor or having parental consent.
I don't have a problem with that because a 13-year-old shouldn't get knocked up.
Yes.
And there are parents that say, hey, don't have sex.
Don't you do it.
Well, right. I'm having sex, Dad.
Yeah.
The birth control delivery app.
You just said that last night. Too, I know. I knew you. Yeah. You just said that last night.
I told my dad last night I'm finally having sex.
Call me back later.
I said, yeah, I got to tell you that I'm having sex. But I never gave you the talk, son.
And then you hung up on him.
Because I never gave you the talk.
And you just wanted to talk about the Steelers. Right. Right.
I didn't really care. I figured you had sex. Yeah. Mike, you're old.
I know. What's Le'Veon Bell going to do this year? You got to call me every time you get laid.
You know, you can wait till you're done.
Yeah.
I'm working on your bike. Why you keep calling me?
Now, this is a birth control delivery app.
I want to deliver it to you.
Called NURX, N-U-R-X, was recently launched in North Carolina, causing a bit of a stir.
It should be the 30-minute after pill.
Yeah.
You know, that kills us. You know, that's
the plan
that,
B?
Yeah. You drive for Domino's? No, I drive for plan B.
Well,
that'd be more fun. Yeah, you'd be pulling up and seeing chicks all disheveled every time.
Drone delivery for that.
No. I want to be that guy.
Yeah, you want to
hell with delivering pizza. I would deliver plan B. They're always going to be glad to see you. And somebody's just freshly puffed there. A better term.
The medical director of NURX told WCNC in Charlotte that there is overwhelming evidence that, quote, young people are having sex whether we want them to or not.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. They don't have sex whether we want them to or not. We tell them, don't mind your hormones, just don't have sex.
Suppress them.
Take your forward thinking out of here.
Crazy talk.
This does not cost anything to use this app in North Carolina. Girls as young as 13 just have to answer a few medical questions to get birth control through NURX. This birth control is then shipped free. If you don't have insurance, prices start at $15 a month. Critics of the app say it's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Because it provides another way for children under 18 to get contraceptives without their parents' consent.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And other people say it's good because it provides another way for children under 18 to obtain contraceptives without their parents' consent.
It is good. Exactly.
Explain to me how that's dangerous.
Oh, because it's Jesus stuff. Just don't have sex.
That's right.
Well, it is basically that the parents get to make your decisions until you're a certain age. And to take that particular decision out of a parent's hand is not good, they say.
If your son's using condoms behind your back, do you care? No, you're
if
glad
it's
he's
behind
happy.
My back, well, then apparently I care.
Not physically behind your back. That'd be weird. I'm talking.
But if it's behind my back, then apparently I do
care.
Well,
I don't care.
It's not behind your back. It's the question would need to be phrased
Son,
differently.
Don't leave the house with those condoms. Just have sex and knock somebody up and then come home and tell me.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen either.
I know. Well, I'm trying to compare condoms to what women have to need to protect themselves from getting pregnant. Teen pregnancy sucks. And sometimes parents will tell their kids, just don't have sex. And the kids get out there and all horny and they have sex.
Oh, too late.
Yeah, too late.
Exactly. They do.
So. Yeah. I was thinking maybe the dangerous thing is they're not taking the medication correctly. You know, they're
taking too many,
taking more than one a day or whatever the dosage is.
I don't know how that.
Or
I don't know the dangers.
Or not
there.
Taking it every day.
Dr. Mina can call.
I do not know the danger. Well, a lot of people.
I know women
have clues.
I know
on
teenage
birth control.
That are on birth control. They take the one pill a day, and there's a placebo in there. You take four that aren't the pill, and you go back in your cycle again.
No, there's probably a lethal dose of birth control. What is the lethal dose of birth control?
Oh, yeah, you better take two. I put one in there.
Yeah. Plan B.
I've said that before. You better take two. That was crazy.
You better take two.
Damn.
Yeah. You've said that, Petey.
Did they deliver it right to the back seat of the car?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're 13 or 14 and having sex, hell, you aren't even in a car.
Well, by the way, that doesn't take into effect the first day you take a pill. You got to get on those things for a little bit.
No.
Yeah, this is not Plan B.
But the Plan B, no. Plan B.
That was Tyler hoping it was Plan B.
Well, I think Plan B would be a great app.
It should be.
Push that button, he shows up. With a pizza.
And a pill.
And a pill.
A pill first, and a pizza extra.
Pizza and a pill. Yeah. Brings it right to the picnic table you just had sex on in the park.
Some Gatorade. Yeah.
How you doing, girl? Got a Plan B shirt on. I used to wear that Domino shirt back in the day.
A Plan B shirt.
Plan B delivery. And I used to have that because I was a crappy car when I was in college, and they had to mount the light on that. They mounted it. And when you showed up for work, they mounted a light, the Domino's light. You know, a big Plan B light.
Yeah.
You're cruising through neighborhoods.
A big Plan B cap.
Yeah.
Plan B cap.
Well, if it's Plan B, you should get a siren and a light, and traffic should part for you.
Right. That should. And also, the dude, if he's still at the house, the tip is going to be outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Whatever
it is, it's worth it. Here.
It was more than just a tip.
Yeah. There you go. Hell with that. Look into that. Start our own Todd and Tyler's Plan B delivery service.
Just be like a Tony.
Tony run that for us. Tony run that for us.
Show up late. If I run it, people show up late.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
I don't want a late Plan B guy.
Tony, the black guy late joke.
I got a couple of chicks in my car when I pull up. Just mess the whole thing up.
You're using it to make time. Are you done?
We're not only professional broadcasters, we're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store. We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com. Right now, I think we're on the radio. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.